Previously on Sidetracks Metal Shop Part 2.
Well, you know, there was a rumor that, wasn't it, that J.J. French was actually Ace Frehley?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Oh, holy shit.
We now join the final episode of Sidetracks Metal Shop, already in progress.
Okay. So he played. Oh, there's two things on here. Okay, so I don't know if you will remember this, but again, I remembered it for years until YouTube when I was finally able to figure out what was going on with it. But he played it more than once. There's a song called Metalhead by a band called Blotto.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay, so I wasn't sure if you would remember, so I took the liberty of bringing up the lyrics. Because, now here's the thing. So he played this song, Metalhead by Blotto. Okay. I didn't know anything about Blotto. Nobody knows anything about Blotto to this day. So for years, I just thought it was some band called Blotto, and they had like not even a hit, but like one song that somebody latched onto and Slayton played it.
Yeah.
But the thing is about Blotto, there's actually a video for this song.
Wow, really?
And I think it's just a goof. I think it's a parody song. I don't think they were a metal band.
Wow, really?
The song is about metal. So I'm just going to read the lyrics. Because it's pretty brilliant. But see, my point is, at the time, these lyrics did not seem like parody to me. It seemed like the way I wanted to live my life. But keep that in mind as I read this poetry.
Okay.
So here we go. Metalhead by Blotto. Strange sensations coming over me, something I can't explain. Suddenly, there's an endless void where I used to keep my brain. I gotta see a doctor, but I'm too wasted to phone one. Wanna customize my van, and I don't even own one. I get up in the morning, and I wanna shave my chest, get myself a skull tattoo, wear a denim vest. My friends are getting worried. They don't know me anymore. I smash my head against the wall. I don't even know what for. And then here's the chorus. Ah, oh, I'm turning into a heavy metalhead. Ah, I'm turning into a heavy metalhead. I'm not going to sing the whole thing. And then he goes, something makes me lose control when I hear the guitar go. And then you hear like a little wheelie wheelie wheelie. And then it goes, metalhead, I'm a metalhead, and I want to rock and roll. And here's verse 2. When I go to a rock show, I want to raise my fist, show my band of leather and the spikes around my wrist. I've got my Harley t-shirt, my wine skin and six pack, wineskin. That'll show you how old this is. Some homegrown for the ride back home, Van Halen on the 8-track. And then again, turn into a heavy metalhead. Something makes me lose control when I hear the singer go, and then he screams, metalhead, I'm a metalhead, I just want to rock and roll. And then third verse, same as the first.
Wow.
But you don't remember that song?
It might be the lyrics kind of sound familiar.
It's pretty great. I advise everybody to go on YouTube and look up Blotto Metalhead and watch the video. It's pretty hilarious. But the whole, like, wineskin. Do you remember when people took wineskins to concerts? God, that's like 70s stuff. Homegrown and 8-tracks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a huge... See, that one got in my head, and I never forgot it. oh my God.
It had a profound effect on your life, didn't it?
Apparently. I never got the skull tattoo, but I did wear a denim vest. We did customize our van in some ways.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I never had a Harley t-shirt.
Did you have a skull tattoo?
No, I didn't get the skull. I never had Van Halen on 8-track either. I smoked a lot of homegrown.
Let's see. Smoked a lot of homegrown. Customized the van. Had a denim vest. Van.
Yes. So that's pretty good. Okay. Do you remember? Because this seemed like a big deal. And I hate to admit it, but I really didn't know much about this band at the time, except for the like two songs they'd play on the radio.
Okay.
But do you remember when Deep Purple reunited?
Oh, put yes. Out
the Perfect Strangers album?
Oh, I do. I definitely do.
Yeah, because Slayton played that on Metal Shop, and I thought it was super cool.
Yeah, so did I. And I remember that was a big deal, too, because, they had been broken up for a while, right?
Yeah, a long time. I mean, there might have been some version of the band. I don't think they maybe weren't doing anything at that point. But I know this was like two singers after Ian Gillan and Richie Blackmore had been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least 10 years, I want to say. No, not 10 years, maybe, because this was 84, like mid-70s. But yeah, the original, well, they weren't the original either. Mach 2. Deep Purple Mach 2.
Yes.
Hadn't been together for, several years. And it was a big deal. Like, I remember reading it. It was in all the magazines. And I thought that was cool. And so that got me into Deep Purple, because before that I only kind of knew Smoke on Water and Highway Star and I don't know.
Stuff off of like Machine Head.
Yeah, basically that stuff. And not even the whole album, probably. I don't think I'd heard that whole album all the way through.
I think that was the only album I had, and I think I had it on cassette. So yeah, that was the only thing besides, Woman from Tokyo.
Okay.
And Hush. Those were the only other Deep Purple songs that I was familiar with.
Yeah. And that was like a hippie version.
Yeah.
hippie version of Deep Purple, Hush.
Yeah, with their original lead singer.
Yeah. Didn't they do, what was that cover? They did a cover, Kentucky Woman?
Oh, yeah. It was a Neil Diamond song.
Yeah. They covered Neil Diamond. That has nothing to do with anything, but but we're all trapped in our houses, so who cares? But did you buy that record?
I didn't.
Strangers?
I don't know why I didn't. It's weird because I, you know, try to find it on some other music services, and it's not on there, which is strange. Weird. So I have to go find it on YouTube. And I'm like, what did it sound like? Was it, you know, is it still good?
Right. Yeah. Because I mainly remember the two songs, like the title track and Knocking at Your Back Door.
Yes.
And I don't know if I heard the whole album. I didn't buy it either. I liked it so much I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
But it did get me into Deep Purple, and I started listening to more of their older stuff, you know. So I was like, oh, these guys are cool. I mean, I knew in the great pantheon of like heavy rock bands that they were important, you know, and they were up there with Sabbath and Zeppelin, I guess.
Those guys.
What else? I don't know. Do you remember anything else about it? I think I'm running out. My list is getting small.
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff. I mean, it's almost an hour long so far.
Hey, then you all get to listen to this in two parts. okay. Here's one other thing I had. Do you remember a band, a local band, that they played on there called Perennial?
Yeah, I know the name. I'm sure if you were like, yeah, and they had a song called blah blah blah, you're like, oh yeah, that.
I wish I could, because I've been. That's another thing that's tortured me for 30 years now, is that I heard that band on there, and it was either a demo or they had an EP out. I don't think they had like a whole album. And because I was really into local stuff, like this is even before we started our band and everything, it was just cool to know that there were bands from here.
So
they played this band Perennial, and I think I liked it. I don't think they were super heavy or anything. They were just more like a I don't know what to describe them as. Just like a hard rock band with some like slight metal leanings or something.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing like their name in like I want to say the Rocket or something.
Right.
Because I had a few issues, you know, pre local scene, moving over to grunge. As I'm doing air quotes again. But yeah, I swear I remember seeing like their name and their forced entry.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah. The only thing I know that other than that I remember about them is they were on some live segment of the news or something. I think maybe they were playing a festival.
A festival crowd.
Like, yeah. it might have been like an early Pain in the Grass or something. I just remember seeing a clip of them on, I think it was just the local news or something. And I was like, oh, that band. And they like talked to one of them. I mean, this was all like, it was like a 30 second clip or something, but it was enough to be like, oh yeah, that band. And then I never knew if they had a record come out, and I never heard from them again. I can't find anything about them online. So put them in the category of Freedom Jam.
The Where Are They Now file.
Remember, yeah, stuff we remember that can't be verified by anybody.
Yeah. And I want to say, this is probably a different show, but did Steve Slayton happen to play Emma Peel on there for some weird reason? Because I remember hearing them on KSW at some point in like the early 80s. And it was just that one song. And I probably not. I'm probably like,
I don't know if that was Metal Shop.
Or something.
He had other, because he did that, whatever that was. He had another show on Sundays, I think, like Sunday afternoon.
Oh, was that? Wasn't like Local Motion or something like that, was it?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Okay, that's probably where I heard it then.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's not really metal.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, it's weird. Okay, this doesn't have anything to do with what we've been talking about, but...
it's a sidetrack within the sidetrack.
Who knew? Who knew it could happen? Well, it just makes me think of when people think of the Northwest, I assume when they think of Northwest music, I assume they think of grunge and all the bands that everybody knows. But, you know, and I guess we've talked a little bit about this as far as all these bands like liking Kiss and stuff like that. But for years, heavy metal kind of ruled the roost up here. I mean, it was like the Northwest in the 70s and 80s was super blue collar, like outside of Seattle, you know, it's like a lot of suburbs. And like the radio stations, like we've been talking about, would play a lot of classic rock and hard rock. I mean, that was just kind of the music up here.
Yeah,
you'd be walking down the road and a Camaro would drive by blasting Van Halen or AC/DC like every 2 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And all these bands, and so all the first local bands that I knew about were metal bands: Queensryche, Metal Church, Culprit, Rail, Perennial. Yes. You know, all those bands. And then I was just reminded of this because I was watching another video that this guy had been posting his videos on our Twitter, which is @andfeedback. but there's a guy that's, his channel's The Observer, and he's on YouTube, and I've been posting some of his videos because he was talking about the 80s scene in Tacoma and Seattle and Olympia a little bit. You know, the punk rock scene. But I just watched a video where he was talking about Alice in Chains, which, by the way, today is the day that Lane Staley passed away. Rest in peace. We should probably acknowledge Lane. But he was talking about how the original Alice in Chains was basically a generic metal band. He was just talking about like the influence of bands on each other and stuff up here. So at some point, like all those metal bands, like I just said, Mike McCready and Pearl Jam, his first band was a metal band.
We shouldn't forget, you know, bands like, what was it, Sweet Vengeance and Sacred Steel.
That's right. And Toy Dolls.
Yeah, that's right, with a Z. Oh, great.
With the great lead singer, Toy Desire. Yeah, like all those guys. So we even have friends that were in bands like that.
Yeah.
And our band was, our first band, we were trying to be a metal band of some sort.
Yeah, we could have been played on Metal Shop.
Totally. Probably Smasher Trash.
Yeah.
Japan. But at some point there was like that transition or the melding of like, there was definitely a punk scene.
Yeah.
And here and there, not just in Seattle, but there were little punk scenes. And then the dominant music seems like was like hard rock. And then of course people liked whatever else they liked, you know, glam.
Yeah. You
think about like, Malfunction, like Andrew Wood being like super into glam bands and
so
like all that stuff just started getting smushed together, I guess.
Yeah, cross-pollinating.
Yeah. And I think a lot of those bands, I don't know if they listen to Metal Shop, but I know, you know, they definitely listen to Black Sabbath and Kiss.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I'm going with that. Just some things I was thinking about. I just, I don't know. It's weird. I think because I see a lot of people that hate grunge or whatever, like hardcore metal people, they're like, grunge sucks, kill metal or whatever.
Yeah.
What they don't realize is that a lot of those bands came out of that, or a lot of them probably listened to that, or they were playing their version of that.
Well, yeah. And some of those bands were, you know, they were still kind of metal. I mean, like Soundgarden and, like you said, yeah. Alice in Chains. And
Soundgarden got more metal, seems yeah. like, actually. Yeah, and Alice in Chains, I'd still call them a metal band. We talk about the grunge thing all the time. Even Green River. Like, Green River just sounds like a edgier, I don't know, like a cross between the Stooges and Aerosmith or something. Like Aerosmith with Iggy singing for him or
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, I wonder how many of them listen to Metal Shop. I don't know. I was trying to bring it back around.
I would say probably some.
Do you think Mark Arm owns any Baron Rojo records?
I wouldn't be surprised. I know he's a Motorhead fan.
Matt Lucan owns Baron Rojo records, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's probably getting this weird feeling. He's like, I want to listen to some Baron Rojo suddenly.
Oh, man. Well, I've been laughing a lot this episode, so.
That's good.
I guess. Hopefully it's not annoying to our listeners, but.
They're like us. They're all stuck at home.
That's true. They're probably.
And if you're not, if you're one of those workers that has to go out and do your thing and risk your life.
Yeah.
Well, this podcast is for you guys.
There you go. That's right. Hope it brings you a little joy.
Yes, and it's your shield against the virus.
We invented the cure? Oh my God.
That's right. You have to listen to our podcast.
Excellent. All right. Somebody get the word out. Yeah. Well, hey, man, before I forget, my list has run dry. I don't know if you have any other memories you want to
Of Metal Shop? I don't think so, but there's more.
There's more. More Metal Shop?
There's always Metal Shop.
It's eternal. I guess we should just... I'd like to, anyway, say thank you to Steve Slayton
yes. for
being an amazing, amazing DJ. His voice was definitely a huge part of my life at that point.
Yeah.
Not just on Metal Shop, but his whole show. Like, I just liked listening to his shows. I could always count on him to play AC/DC. And say things like, do you know what time it is? It's Maiden time.
Yes.
And here's some Iron Maiden. Or you'd hear that whip sound, and you know what came after that.
That's right, Judas Priest, right?
Yeah, it'll always be Judas Priest. So shout out to Steve Slayton and KISW in the 80s, anyway. Yeah. I wanted to say, if you don't mind me taking a minute here, I just wanted to, speaking of giving shout outs, I just wanted to throw some love out to some other creators and some people who have been vocally supportive of our podcast. So I want to thank the Lurking Transmission, who you should check out. The Lurking Transmission stuff. I don't have their website handy, but they post stuff on YouTube as well. That's a great show. They've actually played Tall Toad on there.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a horror fiction. It's they do horror fiction readings interspersed with usually dark, heavy music. And it's pretty cool. And the one episode, they read one of my stories, and then they followed that story with It's a Dead Guy.
Nice.
So, yeah. So check out The Lurking Transmission. I also want to shout out Astro Radio Z and Weird Out Here. And these are all creators, so go look up their stuff. Night of the Horror File, which is a great horror podcast. Tig and Eric, The Attic Dwellers, their show is great. Look for those guys on YouTube. They're often hilarious and do a lot of pop culture stuff from the eras that we talk about. And they don't really dwell in the attic. They just sit in there until they get cold, and then they go home. But that's a great show. And then I also want to say thank you to Justin and Robin, who have also been really big supporters of us. So thank you, all of you, for throwing out good, encouraging words to us to keep going. And we really appreciate you guys listening. So
yes,
that's all I wanted to say.
Good shout outs, man.
Thank you.
You shouted it out loud.
You've got to treat yourself like number one. You're all number one.
It's good to laugh.
Anyway, on that note, I guess, should we wrap this one up?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so like we said, we probably won't make you listen to an hour of this. We might split it up. Like Mike said, our intern, we'll get our intern on that. Do that. Do all the editing that needs to be done. And I hope the audio is okay for everybody. And sorry I laughed so much.
Yes, how dare you?
How dare I enjoy myself? But hey, I'd also like to say thank you to you for getting this set up and letting us be able to do something creative since we're all going stir crazy right now.
Yes, we are. Well, as usual, I gotta say thank you to you for, man, pushing the show and getting us 400 followers.
Well, thank you for your thank you. I'm not the greatest at it, but I'm trying to get better. So people are definitely tuning in and we really appreciate it. And when all this crazy stuff is over and we are living somewhat normal lives again, we will have the regular show back up. So stay with us, please.
Yes.
I posted a song on Twitter the other day, a Mudhoney song called Please Don't Forget About Us, because it seemed appropriate. So,
yeah. That's so appropriate. It's like, don't forget about us. We're still here.
Don't forget. We are still here. It's just the circumstances of the world suck right now. But we'll be back with regular shows and better audio. And I guess that's all I have to say.
All right. Keep listening. All right. Go and, if you're feeling sentimental, there's always old episodes to listen to.
That's true. Everything's up. Oh, I should probably plug. I don't know what you're listening to us on right now, but we are available on SoundCloud, iTunes, or is it Apple Music? I've been seeing, is it still called iTunes Music? Or
I know the app is Apple Music now.
Okay. So I should probably stop saying iTunes. Look for us on Apple Music. SoundCloud or our website, which I also highly recommend because Mike puts a lot of work into putting up pictures and text to go along with whatever episode is up, and it's usually funny and informative. So our website is www.talltoadtheband.com, and leave some comments. Nobody ever leaves comments.
I know. It's pretty much just us.
Yeah. I have to keep making up fake names so I can leave comments. Just leave a comment, even if you're just like, screw you guys. Oh, you know what would be a great comment? Just put trash. Just, yeah. If you don't like it.
Smash or trash.
Smash or trash. put. I mean, if you like it, put smash, but trash is funnier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now I'm just rambling on, so I guess we'll say adios and go back to staring at the wall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, glad you're doing okay, man.
Glad you're doing okay also.
Thank you, and we will see each other in person soon, I hope.
Yes.
All right.
Soon.
Soon. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Adios.
Adios.